Kulin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We're starting now Perek Gid Anosha, so first we have to describe exactly what the Metzias is. When we learn Chumash, so we know the famous episode where Yaakov Avinu goes back to get Kalim, and he crosses the Mavi Yabak, and he's ambushed by Sori Shalesov, and they fight. This was a fight, obviously, it wasn't just a fight, a local fight, this was a fight for the ages. Chazal say, Vayeovek is Melosh Navak, the Avak was Oila Adla Kisekovit. This was the fight, Adla Netzach Netzachim, between Yaakov and the Koiches HaRab, the Sori Shel Esav. And the Pasuk says, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov Beovko Imoy. The Maluch was Loyuchaloy. Amaisi Yaakov won the fight, Kisorisim Elikim Anoshim Vatuchol. However, he was able to dislocate, he held on to Kaf Yerech Yaakov, the Kaf, which is a round thing attached to the thigh of Yaakov, Be'ofka Imoy, while he was fighting with him. The Pasuk says, Al-Kain lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael's Gid HaNoshe, Asher al-Kaf HaYorech, Adayim HaZeh. The Gid HaNoshe is one of two Gidin that are there. The Kaf HaYorech is something that's rounded, that's the where the thigh fits in. That's why it's Meloshen Kaf, like a spoon. The Yerech goes down, and there's a Gid that attaches the Yerech to other parts, and that runs alongside. There's a Gid Chitzer and a Gid Pnimi. The Gid Pnimi, the one that's internal, closer to the Kaf Yerech, is also Mederaisa. The Gid Chitzer is only also Mederaban. Even the Gid HaPnimi is Lamaisa, we'll see him Yetzer Hashem in Mishnah Beis, which Chelek is also Mederaisa, and which Chelek is only also Mederabanon. It needs a lot of skill to be able to take out the Gid HaNosha. That's one of the reasons why us Ashkenazim don't eat the hindquarters of an animal. The meaning is already for hundreds of years to get rid of the animal, not to do what's called nikur. Nikur is the process of being able to remove the Gid from the Yerech. There's another thing that needs skill also on the hind part of the animal, which is removing the chalokim of chelev derosa. That's, we'll learn about it, Yitzhak Hashem, it's not our noise. Al Kaponim, we don't do Nikur. The Svardim do have more of a Messiah of Nikur, but also today it's very difficult and not necessarily cost effective to do the Nikur. So the Chelik is sold to the Goyim. Al Kaponim, we'll just be Messiah of Nakuda. We said that the fight, which the whatever casualty Esav was able to inflict, is symbolized in the Gid HaNoshe. That's clearly the Al-Kain Le'echim Le'isos Gid HaNoshe, is because it's symbolic of the koyach that Esav has over Yaakov. Say something interesting. Chachmei Kadmoinim say that we know that in the body, Chazal tell us, there's Ramachiv on the Shasa Gidim. Each Gid in the body corresponds to a different day of the year. The Gid HaNoshe corresponds to Tisha B'Av. The implication is clear. The day of the year that Umas Olam have a koyach to be sholit over Klal Yisrael to burn the Beis HaMikdash is shayich to that Gid. So Melo, you don't eat it. It's not part of our Achila. The Mishnah is going to discuss different dinim that are related to this. And the Mishnah uses the same model that we've had in the previous program. Gid HaNoshe Noig Boretz V'Chutz La'aretz is not a din dafka in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din that shayich to Kochim. Both in Eretz Yisrael, both in Chutz La'aretz, b'fnei habayis, shaloi b'fnei habayis, b'chulin u'b'mukdoshim. In Mukdoshim, they take that and that's they get rid of it. It's actually quite a narichus in the Gemara about how to deal with the Gid HaNoshe by Mukdoshim. So, Moshe, by regular carbon, so the chalok and the behemoth that are eaten by shlomim, by carbon pesach, so you don't eat it. It's psulim ha-mukdoshim. But what about, let's say, by a carbon oilo, where everything is put on the mizbech? So what do you do with the Gid HaNoshe? It says that b'emesin it's also la'akrivoy, because the klal is that anything that's also la'achila is also la'akrova. Chelev, the Torah asks la'achila because it's oimed la'akrova. Dam the same. But Gid HaNoshe is stam also, not also because it's oimed la'akrova. It's also because it's machol sasuris. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara brings a drasha, the Pasuk in Yecheskel really, mimashke Yisrael, this is a principle in Kochim, that anything that's osur la'achila li Yisrael is not roi la'akrova ala mizbeach. Min amutil li Yisrael, that's what we need for hakrova. What they do is the Kehanim take the whole Yerech, the whole piece of Yerech, they don't take off the Gid HaNoshe. They go up to the Mizbech, and on the top of the Mizbech, they take off the Gilan Osher, and they threw it al Aremes HaOfer. That's Be'emtza Mizbech. It's really not Oymed LaKrova. The Mishnah now speaks out, V'noyeg Ba'behemu B'chayu. Even though by Kisei Adam, we had that the din is only B'chayu, not Ba'behemu, and it's also Ba'oiv. Over here it's Ba'behemu U'B'chayu. There's no Mechalik in the Pasuk. B'yerech Shel Yumin U'B'yerech Shel Smoil. This is something interesting. The Mishnah says over here that both sides, and the Gemara brings that by the episode, by the Maluch, he grabbed on to both Yerechayim, and both of them were Netach Mimkoimim. So Mimela, they're both also. Others Tainet, there's a Medrash that says that no, he was only, it says that Yaakov Habold, he only grabbed one side, but Lamaisa, both sides are also. So the Mishnah says that both sides are also. Lamaisa and Mishnah Gimel, we have Reb Yehuda that clearly holds any sefik al abayim l'gabi malchus that if he eats from both sides, he's only chayv one malchus. So the Gemara explains. So why tak is he mech over there? The pashtus is that Yehuda the deicha lekas would be chalik over here. You have that in a brayso. Lemaisa the mefarshim amidayik that Yehuda zicha holds that's also midrabbanon, and that's why he says over here the Mishnah is soisim because the kuliyam the din is b'yerchshamim b'yerchshol shmuel is also. Whether there's Malkus or not, whether it's also Midarai, so that we'll see in Mishnah Gimel. Lemaisa, it's only by Behema B'chai, not Bo'if, any Neg Bo'if, and they shame like Kaf. Not because the Posuk is Vemait, but because the Torah says that's be Kaf Ayerech. So, Mel, the Giran Osher Pasha physically is not considered a Giran Osher by a Oif. The Rav adds from the Gemara, Shekava Shailo, Vim Nimtsa Oif Sheyesh Le Kaf Ogul, Giran Osher Le Osher. The Gemara really has a Chakirif. What happens if you find an oif that has some type of kaf ogul, has a tsura of a kaf yerech? So do we say that the fact that it doesn't have a kaf, normally an oif, is a simen or a siva? Is the whole min ha-oif mufka from the isu? It's just because it doesn't have the kaf yerech. So if it does, then it does. It's a suffix. So that's why the Rav says that's awesome. A little bit of a gory shayla in the Rishonim. What would be eating from the gid hanosha of a person? A cannibal. Is the oiver on the iser gid hanosha? Now, the truth of the matter is that the machalek sushanim in a few different places is basa odom mutar b'achim manatayra. It's not recommended. But is it macholos asurois? That's machalek sushanim. L'maisa, the Rashba holds that basa odom is mutar b'achim. There's no iser in the Torah. It's not nevel. It's not trefa. It's not shkotzim rosim macholos asurois. Mechtesi. So Mela Bekaf, the Giran Osher Shalodim, we could say it's also, because that was the Ikka Giran Osher, was on the Giran Osher of Yaakov Avinu. V'noyeg B'shlil, the Mishnah adds, this is something that we had a lot about in the fourth parak, the Shlil is the embryo that's inside the behemoth. And Betzim Giran Osher is not considered a full animal, I'm sorry, Uber B'mei Imo is considered part of the mother. And it's Huta Meshchita Simoy, that's the Din Ben Pakua. So L'chor, it's not a full animal that should have a Gid Haynosha. Over here, we're going according to the Gemara says, according to the Shita that we had in Perigdal Mishnehe, Reb Meir that holds that a Behema B'mei Imoy, if it has the Tzuras of Behema, it's Kolu Chadoshov, it's Taka not Muta Meshchita Simoy, it's considered independent animal, even though it's still attached to the animal, it's still inside the animal. So Memela the halacha is that it has Giran Osher. Reb Yehuda Oimer Eini Noyeg B'Shlil. Yehuda holds that it's not considered an animal fazik, which is the way we pass him. Ve'ein atabochin nemonim al Giran Osher divrei Reb Meir. Even though the Mishnah says ve'ein, this is an unrelated. Butchers are not nemon that they took it out, that they were menakir the Giran Osher properly. Because like we said, it's very difficult, it's very sensitive doing it. So Mela, as a cloud, we don't believe when the Tabach says that he did it. This is the Shita of Reb Meir. V'chachomim, oimrim, nemonim, olov, ve'al hachelev. The Gemara has one lashon. What's the machlekes over here? Whether you're yenem or not nem. Erechanem bisurim, why shouldn't he be nemon? The basic cloud is that a person does have nemonis. So the Gemara says one lashon. That there's a machlokes in the next Mishnah, how difficult it is, we'll see in a few minutes, how hard is it to actually dig out the gid? Is it only the part that's exposed, or you have to mamish dig into the flesh of the behemoth and pull it out? It takes much more work. If it's much more time-consuming, it's much more difficult, then it makes sense that there's less of an emunus. So it could be that the chachamim over here are the chachamim as Reb Yehuda and Mishnah Beis, that's chalak and Rameir, what's necessary for Gid. That's one nekuda. Now, the problem with that is that the Mishnah throws in the chacham nemonim alo v'ala chelev. It would be mashma that Reb Meir holds that ein nemonim al gidan osha nor on chelev. So chelev is definitely exposed. You don't have to dig into the flesh. It's easier to pull out. So why would Reb Meir argue on that? See, that you could push away the diuk and say nemonim al gidan osha v'chamim nemonim alo v'ala chelev, but on the chelev part Reb Meir is maskim. And that is Nemon. Or you'll say that no. You'll say maybe that Remei is Machman the Chelev also, but for a different reason, not out of the difficulty, but because the Chomer, because Machal Zosu is Sheish Bekoros. All other Chalokim and animal don't have Koros. This is an Issa Chomer Ad Mo'itz, Mela, they were Machbid. That's one way to say it. And then the Machloikis is where Chazal Maimin, an Eid Echo that has to do a process where there's an Issa Chomer involved. Gidan Osha is not al Tzisa Chomer, because Gidan Osha is only a lav. Chelev is Malkus. Lemaisa, the way we paskin is that the Tabochim are Yen Emon. We paskin like the Chomim. Even though we paskin the Mishnah Beis, that you do have to dig in for the Gidan Osha. So Vais says that's not, the one is not totally the other. Akoponim Laloch, the way we paskin. Let's add one more interesting Nekuda. This whole idea of an Eid Echod being made, that he did the Nikur Hagid. We'll leave out Chela for a moment. The Nikur Hagid, let's say. Yesh Lod. There's a whole sugya legabe Eid Echod em Bisur. Eid Echod is Neman to establish the Issev Heter identity of any item. But, according to many poskim, based on the sugya in Yevomis and elsewhere, in Gittin Dav Beis, the Halach of Eid Echod is limited only when it's not as Chaz Gisur. Something that's also before Neinu, an Eid Echod is not Neman to change. And on that, the Rishonim explained, so why is an Eid Echod Neman to say that he shechted a behemah? The animal was formerly Becheskas Issa, and now you're being matured. And the answer to that is because it's Biyodoy Lishchot. Anybody could shecht the behemah that's in front of you. So Mele, since he could shecht, so Mele, he's Neman to say that he did shecht. He's Neman to say that somebody else shechted. The problem is that when you get to Gidan Osha, if we say that the process of Gidan Osha is something that only very few people know, so lav dafka that's considered biyodoy. Because of that, there's a famous discussion at Taz and Ashach, and the Shev Shmaitzer has Narichus on this and Shmaitzer Vov. Do we look at a Yerech that was not Minukor, that didn't have the process of taking out the Gid? Do we say that the Yerech is a Shtik Isser? The Yerech has Gid in it, and we said the Gid is dog inside, and it's not Minukor, so then the Yerech is Becheskas Isser. You're now undoing the Becheskas Isser of the Yerech. Is Chazik Yisura, you're not Nemon. On the other hand, the Issa is not in the Yerech. The Issa is in the Gid. The Gid happens to be stuck in the Yerech. You can't cook the Yerech as is because the Gid is inside. But the Yerech itself is not also. So do we say that when you do the Nikur, you're being Matur the Yerech? Or no, you're just removing the Gid, but the Yerech was always Mutter. Alam Dusha Machloikis, which is a Machloikis between Gidei Lehapoiskim. Mishnah Beis, Shelech Adam Yerech Lenochri Shegid Hanosha Besoicho Mnei Shemekoy Meiniker. His halacha Mnei Chashisa, a person, let's say, would send a cut of meat to a goy, or for a matana, somebody that works for him, somebody he works for, he wants to send them a cut of meat as a matana. He could send him the cut of meat even though the Gid Hanosha is in it. Goy's allowed to eat Gid Hanosha. Mnei Shemekoy Meiniker. Because you can tell where it is. What is he coming lafuke? Eh? We're afraid that the guy is going to go back and sell the cut of meat to a yid. This would never happen by us with the shkachas and all that. But be'etzem, you could tell that the meat is shchuta. And if you can tell the meat is shchuta, it has a siman there, shchuta, so then he could sell it, turn around and sell it to a yid. So the chayr, he could sell it to the yid with the gid b'soicha. So the chayr could be makshul. So how could you set up, Rachman al-Tzlan, akshash of being makshul yid, b'achilas gid anasha? The answer is Neshim Kaim Nikur. You can tell in the Gid that it's there. There's a sub-discussion of this din that it's Mavur over here, the Shalech Adam Yerech Lenochri, Vaisis that a Gid Anosha is not also Bano. There's actually a machlokes tanoim about it. We neman la locha that giranosha and chel is a pasuk mufurish that's mutabano that can be used l'chol tzochecho. But giranosha is not so clear. It's a machlokes tanoim. So in this mishnah l'chol shtet mufurish that it can be shaleach. So the Gemara brings a machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon about this. It's a Gemara psachim dav kol beis. And the Gemara actually asks that if you nem on that the Gidanosh is Mutabano, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, how can you send to a Goy Matonah? Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that a Yid is Nala send Matonahs to a Goy Stamazai. So you're going to have to say they're sending it to him, like we said, he's a workmate, he's a boss, he's an employee. He has some type of ulterior motive, but Stam to send the present, that Rabbi wouldn't be allowed to do. So the Mishnah's point is the Mekoy Menika, therefore there's no Mikshul. Hanoito Gidanosh, when the menaker is pulling out the gidanosha, tzorch sheitlas kuli, has to dig in. This was what we spoke about in Mishnah Aleph, dosh teit, that he has to pull out the whole entirety of the gid that's embedded in the yerek itself. It's a very time-consuming job. Reb Yehuda Oimer, he doesn't have to pull out the chelik that's balua in the basa yerek, only the chelik that's on it. Kedei lekayim by mitzvus netila, all he has to do is take it off. He doesn't have to dig. That the Torah was mitzvah. The chelik that's balua b'teircha b'osa, he does not have to take. It's important to point out that even according to the Tanakhama, that he has to dig in, pashtus that part, the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Vav, is not osim d'raisa, it's osim d'rabbanan. The Gemara has a whole discussion over here, the physical mitzvahs. There's the gid ha-balua b'bosa, and then there's what's called knuknois, it's pieces that are asurim b'achila, and they have to be dug out as well. But that's the machlokes over here. Like we said, that would possibly impact the nemonus on saying that he did dig it out, like we learned from Mishnah.